ಸಂಬಿಕಮಾನಸ್ಯ ಶಿರಕಾಯ ಧರಾಮಿತಿ ಗೋಪಾಯಕ ಹರಿಸ್ವಾದ್ಯ ದಸ್ತಿ ಶರಣಂ ಇಚ್ಛಿತಂ ಇಟ್ ಡೀಮನ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡೀಮನ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕಶಿಪು ಸೇಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ನಾನ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಶಾಲ್ ನೌ ಸೇವರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಏಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ನೌ ಲೆಟ್ ಮಿ ಸೀ ಯುವರ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪೇಬಲ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಯು ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಸೀ that the God of the devotees is fictitious. They think that there is no God and that the so-called religious feeling of devotion up to God is but an opiate, a kind of illusion, like the illusions derived from LSD and opium. Hiranyakashipu didn't believe Prahlad Maharaj and Prahlad assorted, that is, Lord is present everywhere. Because Hiranyakashipu was a typical demon, was convinced that there is no God and that no one could protect Prahlad. He felt encouraged to kill his son. He challenged the idea that the devotee is always protected by the Supreme Lord. Two types of human beings in this material world. You understand? What are they?
Devotees and demons.
Devotees and demons. There are always these two types in this material world. Devotees are called daiva, demigods. Understand? Daiva and Danava. Danava means demons. Daiva, devotees. Who are devotees? Who are the demons? How can one know it?
God is serving Krishna.
Yes? Tell me loudly.
Devotees serve Krishna.
Devotees serve Krishna. Yes. And demon?
They oppose.
They oppose the service of Krishna. Vishnu Bhakta Prakta Daiva Asrumta Viparchaya. That's what says. Vishnu Bhakta Prakta Daiva Asrumta Viparchaya. Those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu, they are known as daiva, demigods, bhaktas. Asuratva viparjaya, the opposite to them. In other words, those who are not devotees, non-devotees, they are asura, demons. You understand? And these two types are always there in this material world. And they are always fighting between these two types, daiva and asura. You understand? So, this is quite natural in this material world. The daiva and asura, demons and devotees, there is always fighting between them. So though, the Lord Maharaj, the son of the great demon, Hiranyakashipu, he was a devotee. So, he became his enemy. Hiranyakashipu, the enemy. Because Prahlad was a devotee. And his father was a great demon. So there is natural enmity between demons and devotees. You understand? Demons think that the devotees are their enemy. But devotees never think anybody as their enemy. Adhata Satrava, as Kapradeva said. You understand? One is a devotee, a sadhu, in other words, से ऐसा ज्यादा तो सत्रो देयर नो एनिमी एनिमी इज फॉर अंडरस्टैंड ही नेवर थिंक्स दैट एनीबॉडी इज एनिमी बट डीमंस थिंक डिवोटीज आर देयर एनिमी अंडरस्टैंड सो दिस इज अ क्वेश्चन When demons think devotees are the enemies, whereas the devotees' wife cannot think demons are the enemies. Why?
See everyone as a devotee.
Huh?
They see everyone as a devotee.
The devotee sees everyone as devotee? How is it?
He sees that no, makes no distinctions.
Huh?
He's making no distinctions.
Devotee makes no distinction. That is the mission of a devotee, pure devotee. You understand? One is uttama vikari, we say in other words. A pure devotee, he has such a vision. He sees only one. All are devotees of Krishna. You understand? All are spirit souls. Spirit soul means the part and parcel eternal servitor of Krishna. Isn't it? Eternal servitor of Krishna means a devotee. How will be? He can anything else? Sometimes. That is his weakness.
Right.
Huh? Lord Krishna sometimes breaks his promise. That is weakness. Huh? So there is weakness in Krishna also. Now what to speak of others? So this is a great excuse. A very good excuse on our part. Krishna's weakness. So we have many weaknesses. Isn't it? You take this excuse? Sarvanath Bhakta Das, if Krishna has this weakness, why not many weaknesses in me? Huh? You see, because Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala, you understand? It's very dear to his devotees. Huh? Krishna makes his pure devotee greater than he himself. You understand? This is due to his bhakta vatsalya, his affectionate behavior towards devotee. He breaks his promise. You understand? If one of his devotees promise something which may be contradictory to that of Supreme Lord Krishna, Krishna takes it. Many instances are there. You understand? Therefore, Krishna told Arjuna to proclaim this. If a devotee proclaims, that cannot be broken. That cannot be broken. You see? Because Krishna wants to give all respect to his devotee, and devotee's words also. You understand? He wants to keep the prestige of his devotee, and prestige of the words of devotee also. Therefore, when devotee has said so, he cannot take it. What do you say?
I ask, what if two devotees proclaim contradictory statements? What if two devotees proclaim contradictory statements?
Two devotees proclaim contradictory statements?
Then what happens?
I think. Is there any instance? Can you cite any instance? Then how can you say? One is a pure devotee. Those are pure devotees, there are no contradictions at all. You understand? But if one is a so-called devotee, not actually devotee, a hypocrite, in other words, say, there may be some contradiction. But among the pure devotees, no contradiction is there. Because they know the will of the Supreme Lord. You understand? How? Contradiction is there, not at all. You see? And there are many instances that devotees are always protected by the Supreme Lord. You understand? So now, Hiranyakashipu, the great demon, challenges this idea. The devotee is always protected by the Supreme Lord. He challenges this. You understand? But devotee is always fearless. He has firm belief in it that Krishna must protect me. Krishna is my only guardian, only protector, only maintainer. Krishna ji rakshaka palopa ama. You understand? Krishna ji rakshaka palopa ama. Krishna is only my maintainer, only my protector. Not else in that. So he is fearless. You understand? Narayana parasabhe no upasthan vidgati sabda sabda apavarkasya narakasya pi tulyaputasya. You understand? That is stated in sixth canto of Srimad-Bhagavatam. Narayana parasabhe no upasthan vidgati. You understand? Those are Narayana parasabhe. Those were taken complete self-death. At the lotus feet of Lord Narayana, they are not afraid of any situation. They are not afraid of any situation. Because they have this firm belief that they are protected by Krishna. You understand? Sargāpi. Sargāpi parka narakeshopi. Tulyāpa darsina. Wherever they may be, they may be in the heavenly planets, Sarga, Apavarga, if they be placed in that Brahman effulgence, Apavarga, if they be placed in Naraka, hell, these all places are equal. You understand? The heaven, the hell, the Brahman effulgence. These are all equal to a pure devotee. Because, how is it? There is so that there is not hell and heaven difference, we say, as famous saying. Isn't it? where are the nethermost plant is hell. But it is equal. The devotee, I did.
Sitting on the spiritual platform.
Huh?
He's on the spiritual platform, so he's not affected by material atmosphere.
In spiritual platform, is there hell and heaven? No, there.
That's the answer.
Huh?
That's the answer. So he's on the spiritual platform.
He is with Krishna. You understand? Krishna is always with him. Wherever he may be. Maybe in heaven or maybe in hell. But Krishna is always there. Where there is Krishna, it cannot be even, neither heaven nor hell. It is spiritual kingdom of the devotee. You understand? So tulya. So it is all same. No difference. So many things are there in Sāsva. And this is a fact. One should not think this is fictitious story or imagination. It's actual. You understand? Actual. And Sāsva says so. Mahārāja says so. All bona fide authorities, they say so. You understand? Krishna is supremely powerful person. And his will is very, very powerful. Also, Krishna Ichamatra Bhagavati. And Krishna's will is always fulfilled. Nobody else has. The other day I was saying how even Balaram's will does not fulfill. Isn't it? Krishna Ichamatra Balaram. Krishna's will is very powerful. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a nice song. Tumi tomari bedare Ketari rokhite pare
Tumi tomari bedare Ketari rokhite pare
Tavo icha bhoto divo bolo
Tavo icha
Oh, obeying the error. You understand? Kapiladeva said, same thing. Lord Kapila, Bhagavan Kapila. Madhvaya pati bhavayam. Surjastapati agni dahati. Dasatindra nutustarati madhvaya. Understand? Kapila Dev said, Lord Kapila said, same thing. You got it, Lord Bhagavan. Madhvaya pati bhavayam. Hearing me? The wind blows. Surjastapati. The sun gives light and heat. Hearing me? Agni dahati. The fire burns. Hearing me? Indra Borsadi. Lord Indra gives rain. You understand? Hearing me. Nutustarati madhvaya. Lord, you see, Jamaraj. You are the best. Hearing me. You understand? Sandhi. Talavai bhai bhai tanda sujjasa dhar. Sosva nyami to kajyo kari. Tumi ka parameshwara param brahma parakvara talavasa bhagavan sai. You are parameshwara. You are supreme controller. Supreme Lord. Where he resides? Where he resides?
In the heart of all living entities.
All right, that's a fact also. Sarva-satana will be sannivista. He has said that thing. In Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? I am in the heart of all living entities. Why doesn't that great demon, Hiranyakashipu, know it? If Supreme Lord is in his heart, he is in the heart of a demon, as well as in the heart of a devotee, isn't it? Raja is there. You see? It's a devotee's arm. Prahlad could know it. Why didn't his demoniac father know it if Supreme Lord is in his heart? Yes?
It's covered over by Maya. It's covered over by Maya, so he doesn't have vision. He doesn't have the eyes to see.
Demon is covered up by Maya.
He doesn't have the eyes to see.
So we may say, shall we draw this conclusion? Those who are covered up by Maya, they are all demons? Not so. Then, how is it? You say he's covered up by Maya? Most of the people, that means this is a material world. This Maika Jagat also, we call it. Illusory world. This world is illusory world. This world is the manifestation of Lord's Maya Shakti. All are captured by Maya. All are demons. Yeah? Well? That's not proper answer. That's a fact. Krishna is everywhere. Krishna in the heart of every living entity. You understand? He is in the heart of both demon and devotee. Devotee knows and sees and realizes and understands how Krishna is there. There are demons cannot know this, cannot realize this, cannot understand this. This is the difference. No Krishna is there. You understand? But Krishna is manifested in devotee's heart. where are the demons are not manifested. This difference. Tumi to parameshwara param brahm parapara tavavasa bhagato anukare. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you are Supreme Lord, you are Parameshwar, Supreme Controller. You reside in the heart of the devotee. Bhavavasa bhagato anukare. You reside in the heart of both. So, from this statement, can anybody got this conclusion that Lord is there, Lord is not there in the heart of a non-devotee? What does it mean?
He said, you had made the statement that the Lord is pleased to reside in the heart.
Huh?
The Lord is pleased to reside in the heart of his devotee.
And Lord is not pleased to reside in the heart of a non-devotee. Though he is displeased, still he is there. Why? He is displeased. Why is he there?
His mercy.
Yes, Lord gets pleasure there, in the heart of a devotee, whereas he cannot get pleasure in the heart of a non-devotee, though he is there. Tavavasa bhagato antare, you reside in the heart of a devotee, means is manifested there. If someone wants to see the Lord, then say, let him go to a devotee and see him there. Therefore say, Bhagavata Tulasi Bhangayo Bhakta Jani Chaturtha Vigraha Krishna Ichari Sani. Every day, we sing this before reading Srimad Bhagavata. Bhagavata Tulasi Gangai Bhakta Jani Chaturtha Vigraha Krishna Ichari Sani. In fact, this material world, the four manifestations of Krishna, Bhagavata, Srimad Bhagavata, Granta Bhagavata, understand? Tulasi, Tulasi Devi, Yandes, Janavi, Riva, and Bhakta. Understand? That is the problem. The same. তুমি তো রক্ষিবে যারে কেসারে মারিতে পারে।